Susan Russo is a food writer in San Diego. She also has a cooking blog, Food Blogger. Susan's a frequent contributor to Kitchen Window Online and has written a piece about the Easter pies her family has each year. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Bonnie.
You grew up with Easter pies, both sweet and savory. Tell me a little bit about them.
We grew up with a sweet ricotta pie, which was made from ricotta cheese and flavored with pineapple, which was my grandmother's specialty. We also had a sweet rice pie that has a layer of custard on top. And then we had a savory pie called pizza cana, which is this massive two-crusted pie made with meats, cheeses, and hard-boiled eggs.
Tell me the story about your grandmother and the ricotta pie. She defied Italian tradition, did she not?
Yes, she did. My grandmother is 99 years old, and we always laugh that she'll make it to 100 and beyond because she has a lot of spunk. And apparently, my mother told me the story last year that when she was about my age, which was about in her 30s, she had been married for a couple of years and had been going to her older sister's house for Easter. And every Easter, they would make the ricotta pie with citron in it. And citron is a candied lemon peel. And apparently my grandmother didn't like the look of the citron in the pie because it would make them dark. So she would grudgingly eat them every year until this one year she decided that she would show up with her own ricotta pie, which is something that you just don't do in an Italian family. She was the youngest of six siblings. And when she showed up, apparently there were some raised eyebrows and mumbling among the women that they thought that it was terrible of her to bring her own pie to their house. But then when dessert time came, apparently all the men agreed that hers was the best. It was the brightest, the prettiest, and the most delicious pie. And in fact, my mother has been making that same recipe for over 65 years, and that's the same pie that I made for the kitchen window piece.
Susan, I've had ricotta cheesecake. Is that the same kind of thing?
I think it's a little bit different because American cheesecake is made with cream cheese, and this is made with just ricotta cheese mixed with eggs and seasoning. So while the flavor is similar, the texture is different because the ricotta pie is much lighter and airier than a traditional cheesecake is.
This is traditional in Italy, I assume. Was brought over here. And are there differences that have come up in the pies since they've come to America?
Well, I can't say for sure for Italy because I've never actually been there at Easter time, but just based on what my family and friends have told me, and even just people who've emailed me through my blog from Italy have told me that each region really has remarkably different traditions. I know that my family's traditions came from the Campania region of Italy. And apparently a lot of people in Rhode Island, which is where I grew up, come from that region. So those are the ones that I'm most familiar with.
Have you had in the States, have you had other Easter pies that were different from the ones you had growing up?
No, I didn't. And I have to laugh at that because it wouldn't have been allowed in my house because Easter pies were quite a production. My grandmother and my mother took it very seriously. And in fact, they started making pies probably about the Thursday before Easter. And our refrigerator would just be chock full of everything that you can imagine, from butter to cream to cheeses, making all of the pies. And it would have been unheard of to go to a bakery or to have anything other than those traditional Easter pies.
Is your husband Italian American?
Yes, he is.
Did he grow up with Easter pies?
In fact, he did. We both grew up in Rhode Island near Providence. And apparently his family is from the general vicinity that my family is from, and they had also had the same type of ricotta pie and the rice pie, but he had never heard of pizza cana until we started dating. But interestingly, his mother always made something called Easter sausage bread, which is really just another variation of the same pie. It's a pizza dough that's cooked with loose hot sausage and cheese and eggs. So in fact, it's very similar. And so we think it's probably from the same region, but just, you know, over time, the tradition and the way of making it had changed slightly.
Do you make these pies now that you live in San Diego?
I really don't. With just two of us, it's a lot of work and a lot of food for two people to eat. But my husband and I have both been missing Easter and have been thinking a lot about it lately. And I just thought it would be something that I would enjoy writing for Kitchen Window. And that was really the impetus for me making them this year. And so I made them all this year. And I've actually saved some of the pizza cana for my parents, who are going to be visiting in a couple of weeks, so that they can have it as well.
The pizza cana sounds like it's unbelievable. What does it look like?
It's amazing. It comes out to about maybe 3 or 4 inches high, and it's just this massive stuffed pizza. Imagine like this biggest, baddest stuffed pizza that you've ever had, and even better than that, because it's filled with Italian cheeses like fresh basket cheese and mozzarella and ricotta cheese, and it has hard-boiled eggs and all kinds of Italian deli meats like salami and mortadella and gabagol. And so it's this really dense, salty, creamy, chewy pie that is unbelievably satisfying. It's traditionally called pizza cana, and that's a Neapolitan dialect term that means full pie, because it's a pie that's full of all of these meats and cheeses. But when I began to research it for the piece, I had searched pizza gaina with a G, because that's the way my family had always pronounced it, and I couldn't find anything when I Googled it. So I called up my mother and I said, "Mom, I can't find anything on pizza gaina." And she said, "Because that's not what it's called. It's called pizza cana with a CH." And I said, "But we always called it pizza gaina." And she said, "Well, that's because we don't speak the good Italian. That's the way we call it. We just call it pizza gaina." And my family always laughed because we said that when you ate it, you always gained a lot of weight.
I've seen you. I know you didn't gain a lot of weight. What did you have for the rest of your Easter meal growing up?
We always started with a big antipasto, which I'm sure you're familiar with. It has different types of Italian meats and vegetables, pickled vegetables, salads, and cheeses. And that was often served with some kind of Italian bread. And then my mom usually would make some type of a soup, often a chicken soup. And then we would have a pasta dish, usually something special, like a spinach ravioli or some kind of stuffed pasta or a lasagna. And then we would have a baked ham with pineapple and a couple of side vegetables. And then the pies would come for dessert.
If you had the pizza cana, was that served with the rest of the food?
That was usually served earlier in the morning.
Oh, so this other meal, is this at lunch or dinner? Or
most families where I grew up would go to Mass in the morning and then have the Easter dinner at 2 or 3 o'clock, but you'd have the pizza cana before then because nobody could wait until 3 o'clock to have the full dinner. And if you ate that at the dinner, then you wouldn't eat all of the other food that your mom made, which wouldn't go over too well with her.
Susan, wasn't there an episode of The Sopranos that featured a ricotta pie?
Yes, there was. It had to do with Meadow applying to Georgetown, and Carmela, her mother, goes to one of the Georgetown officers who's going to write a letter of recommendation. And when she goes there, she brings her a ricotta pie with pineapple. And the woman says, "Are you trying to bribe me to write a letter for your daughter?" And she says, "Bribe you? I'm not threatening you. I'm not bribing you. I made you a ricotta pie. Look, it's just a ricotta pie." And my husband and I laugh every time we see it because we think, well, sure she'd bring a ricotta pie because it's so good. You could bribe somebody with it.
She must have had your grandmother's recipe if it had pineapple.
I like to think so.
Susan, thank you so much. And happy Easter.
And happy Easter to you.
Thanks so much, Susan.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was fun.